Hello and welcome. This file is called Spark Plug, because you need to be plugged for the sparks to fly. In other words, you can write down a number of days between 1 and 365, and for the time of the curse it will be impossible for you to have an orgasm without having anything up your butt. Could be your finger, could be your butt plug, could be anything, anything that's safe. The thing is, you need to be plugged in order to be able to have an orgasm. Now, if this is something you want to experience, and if you have written down the number of days you want to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction. Progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point, and in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop anytime. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world. And yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it. And without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins. Or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change your mind a little bit. Time to give you a little temporary trigger and change your sexuality just a tiny little bit. Now, before you started to listen to this file, you have written down a number between 1 and 365 on a piece of paper, and that's the number of days you will only be able to have an orgasm if your ass is plucked. That's right. That's why this file is called Spark Plug, because the sparks will only fly when you are plucked, and it doesn't really matter what you're using to fill your ass. It might be your finger, it might be a butt plug, it might be a vegetable, Of course, you will always be careful and always be hygienic, because you know the only way for you to have an orgasm is to pluck your butt, is to fill your butt. You need the spark plug, otherwise the sparks will never fly and you will never have an orgasm. And that's right. For the number of days you have chosen and written down on a piece of paper, it will be impossible to have an orgasm unless your ass is plucked. It's just the way it's going to be from now on, for however long you have chosen. And your subconscious mind knows that you have chosen the duration of this curse. It was your free choice, your own choice, and now your subconscious mind will help you to experience it, will make it a reality. That's right. Now, first of all, let's talk about what's going to happen should you try to have an orgasm without filling your butt, without having something in your ass. It will be impossible. You will find that there's something holding you back from the orgasm. That's the first layer of safety. It's a rubber wall just holding you back, pushing you back. And you know how rubber works. You can stretch it. You can stretch it a lot, but it will always push you back in the end. It's always working against you, because you have to work to stretch it. You have to work to stretch it just a little bit. And if you want to stretch it more, the effort grows exponentially. And the rubber will just push you back and push you back and push you back. And there's nothing you can do about it. As soon as you stop fighting against it, it will just push you back. And it will make it completely impossible to go over the edge. No matter what you do, it will be completely impossible to go over the edge mentally. The rubber wall will just hold you back, making it absolutely impossible to go over the edge mentally. The only thing you could do would be going over the edge purely physically. And even though you know going over the edge physically will be nothing that's remotely satisfying, it will just be an end of it. You might feel tempted to do it. Now here's the thing. If you try to attempt to have a purely physical orgasm, even though you know it will never be satisfying, you're going to find that it's going to be a ruined orgasm. That's right. As soon as you reach the physical point of no return, the point where your body wants to have an orgasm after all the stimulation, even though your mind will never be in it, because your mind is held back by the rubber wall, you're going to find that just the moment when you touch the point of no return, just when you pass it, your hands will just move away, they will go limp, they will stop stimulating you. Oh, I know, just a second and you can take control over it again, and yet it will already be too late. The orgasm will already be ruined, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's right, it's going to happen every time, and every time it's going to be more frustrating. Your hands will simply move away, go completely limp. Sure, you can have control over your hands within a second or two, but the orgasm will already be ruined. You will already be incredibly frustrated, incredibly horny, more horny than you were before, and you will feel completely frustrated. And there's nothing you can do about it, because you know every time you try to have an orgasm, it's going to happen. Every time you try to have an orgasm, the rubber wall is going to hold you back, making it impossible to go over the edge mentally. And if it's impossible to experience the mental part of the orgasm, it is simply impossible to have an enjoyable orgasm, because the mental part is what gives you the release. And even if you try to push your body to a purely physical orgasm, even though you know that you will never get any relief from it, that you will never get any sensation of release from it, you will find that this orgasm will be horribly ruined. As soon as you reach the point of no return, you will be distracted, your hands will go limp, will fade away, your mind will be instantly distracted with the thought that you are trying to steal this orgasm, with the thought that you are trying to have an orgasm, even though you pledged only to have orgasms when you have something up your butt. And the combination of your hands going away, stopping all stimulation, and your mind being completely distracted from it, will completely and totally ruin the orgasm. And it will be horrible. It will be really frustrating. It will just be over and you feel it, and yet It's not an orgasm, it's not relief, it's not release, it's quite the opposite. It just makes it worse. You will be more hyper afterward. You will crave an orgasm even more afterward. You need it, you crave it so much. You will be so incredibly fucking horny afterward. That's right. This ruined orgasm will leave you so desperate, so in heat, so in need. And you know, the only way to have an orgasm until your time is over is when you have something up your butt. Now, on the other hand, when you do have something up your butt, when you have an orgasm, when you pleasure yourself, you will find that it will become much more intense. That's right. And of course it's more intense because you have the added stimulation, and it will be more intense anyway. And yet, we are also additionally boosting it hypnotically. That's right. You will find that whenever you have anything in your butt, doesn't matter if it's your finger, if it's a butt plug, if it's a vegetable, anything safe in your butt will increase the pleasure you feel from any kind of stimulation. And it doesn't matter if it's yourself masturbating or if it's your partner pleasuring you. You will feel all the pleasure much more intense whenever you have anything up your butt. That's right. Whenever you have anything up your butt, it feels as if your entire pleasure, your entire sexuality has been turned to 11. You will be so hypersexual, it will be so easy to arouse you, and it will be so wonderful to feel any kind of sexual stimulation. And of course, whenever you have anything up your butt, until the time is over, you will also find that your orgasms are much, much more intense. That's right. When you have something up your butt, your orgasms are also turned to 11. They will be incredibly intense, incredibly mind-shattering. Whenever you have anything up your butt, your orgasms are simply mind-blowing. That's right. And that is simply how it's going to be for you from now on. And right now, I want you to think back to the piece of paper and look at the number. And now, how long you are going to be trapped in this curse. When you wake up out of this trance, you will figure out when the last day of this curse is going to be. You will figure it out and you will know it. And you will know that until then, you are going to be trapped in this curse. It will be impossible to have an orgasm without you having anything up your butt. That's right. If you don't stick at least a finger in your butt, it will be impossible to have an orgasm. And you know you always have your fingers with you, so it's always possible to have an orgasm. And your subconscious mind knows that you have chosen to listen to this curse, that you have selected the length of this curse, that it was your own free choice, it was your own free will deciding to do this. And because your subconscious mind knows, everything I said, every suggestion from this file is going to happen to you just as I said it. That's right. Your subconscious mind knows it's something you want, and it is going to happen to you. And right now I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to wake you up so you can experience your new sexuality, in which you need the spark plugs for the sparks to fly. You need to plug your butt, otherwise it will be impossible to have an orgasm. Now, let's count you up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up with every single number. 5, halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself, ready to completely wake up. And with the next number, you will just open your eyes. You will be completely awake, aware, alert, awake, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. As usual, I appreciate all feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.